Hi, I'm Catherine Egan.
And I'm Jack Egan.
And we're here with
Egan's Abroad.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our third episode, and we have a lot to fill you in on.
Sorry for the two-week delay.
Once we got out of quarantine, everything kind of just seemed to pile up on us. So forgive us, but we're back with an update.
We are.
How was the end of quarantine for you, Jack?
Relieved to finally get out. I can turn into a basement dweller from time to time, but it was killing me inside to not, you know me, I like to sometimes just get out of the house and be gone for a whole day.
So. Yeah. So our freedom to go outside and on a walk was definitely celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to get back out into the fresh air. And I think that really set a good positive attitude and tone for the next kind of phase of moving to Germany, which was Jack's in-processing experience. And if you aren't familiar with any sort of army terminology or kind of, you know.
Phraseology.
Yes. Which I am also still learning as a civilian myself. But in processing for Jack, it almost seems like that first week of school where you're getting all of your new books and you're turning in all your paperwork and you're getting to know your new teacher and your schedule and your classmates or in Jack's instance, his new coworkers. So that's kind of what he's been up to.
That's a good summary.
Pretty recently.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how I tend to understand things.
Yeah.
So now you're finished with that, though, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. So you're back to work. How does that feel?
I didn't miss it. It's definitely good to be gainfully employed again. At the same time, I loved the off time I had with you guys.
Yeah, we do kind of miss you when you're gone at work now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm a staff officer right now, which is not the most fun, but that's okay.
So. What's really nice about where we are staying, by the way, announcement, we have now officially been told we are staying in this apartment. So now we are home, aren't
yeah.
we?
Which is refreshing to know. Sorry, you can hear the dishwasher finishing up in the background.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, dishwashers over here, you need to put salt in every once in a while to, like, regulate mineral content.
Yeah, I guess they have, like, their own water softeners, I guess. I don't know.
So that's something else we have to remember.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been really nice actually knowing that we're staying here in this apartment. And we are actually, I think if you would have listened to our first podcast, we are right off of the helicopter flight line.
Yeah.
So it's so nice that Jack has just a hop, skip, and a jump to get over to work. And
it's
he's able.
2 minute drive.
If that, 15 minute walk. And he's able to come and join us for lunch. And we're able to pop over and see him really easily. So we've been really enjoying that.
I have liked that.
Mm-hmm. And our first day out of quarantine, what did we do?
I think we took a trip downtown to downtown Ansbach.
Mm-hmm. How was that experience?
So I was cocky. I thought I had studied the road signs and whatnot. You picked out it was like a hotel and restaurant that you wanted to go to in the heart of downtown. Kind of typical. There's like a historic center downtown and then everything built up around it. And this is like a hotel, right? Restaurant around it.
Hotel and restaurant.
And we plugged in the GPS, we're cruising downtown, and it's going fine. And then it comes to, like, the GPS wants us to navigate through streets that looked like literally just walkways. And there's all these signs that I swore were, like, no entry. Suddenly we're boxed in. There's people walking around us, looking at us like we're idiots. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, and every sign is in full German.
Yeah.
So we've definitely
fish out of water.
We've been utilizing the Google Translate app If you guys don't have it or if you haven't used it in a while, there's a feature you can turn on your camera on your phone and you can take a photo of a sign and the app will translate for you in English.
You just feel like a total idiot.
Yeah.
Holding your phone up to the signs.
Just trying to understand anything and everything.
Because parking in general, we finally found street parking, but parking in general is way more complicated than in the States where you'll sometimes just see a sign that says no parking this time to this time or paid parking this time to this time. It's like a whole paragraph on these signs about parking. So,
and you pay in euros, which of course we didn't have on us, but luckily we were getting into town around 6:45 and day parking where you have to pay for a ticket to park on the side of the road was done at 6.
Yeah, so it was good.
That was a very happy accident for us. But we get out of the car, we get all situated, we walk to the restaurant, and it's completely dark, doors locked.
Yeah.
I had called ahead thinking that I maybe would have had to make a reservation just due to, of course, the pandemic. A lot of restaurants have downsized their seating. So I've heard that a lot of restaurants downtown are reservation only just to make sure they don't overfill their capacity. And this wonderful lady answered, and I asked if she spoke English. She did. And she said that their patio opened at 5:30, and I said we'd be around 6:30. And we pull up to the restaurant, and it's completely dark.
Yeah. And I call. Of course, people are sitting around at some of the other places around us, looking at us, again, like we're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And I call, and the guy working the hotel part answers. I ask if, like, the restaurant's open or the kitchen's open, and he tells me that it was 6 o'clock and nobody had come in for dinner yet. So they closed up the kitchen and sent everybody that worked at the restaurant home, which I had to admire because you would never find that in the United States. But I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we just had to pick up where we left off and
we walked to another recommended place.
Oh yes. And it was so good.
Yeah. Bratwurst Glockel.
Yes.
So good.
You had 2 bratwursts on a bed of German potato salad.
Yes.
With a side salad.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then I had the larger house salad with, they called them potato dumplings, but they were more like potato wontons. At least that's what it tasted like to me.
Yeah, they're fried.
Yes, with the herbed cream cheese in the middle.
Yep.
With mashed potatoes around that you deep fried. They were very tasty.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Probably wouldn't have called them dumpling though.
No.
But I would recommend them and I would have them again.
Yeah. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, we also got to experience the German McDonald's, which if you know me, you know I love my McDonald's and I have my usual, which is the number 6 in America, which is the 10-piece chicken nugget with medium fried, medium Coca-Cola.
It's the number 6 here too, isn't it?
No, it's a number 5.
Oh, sorry.
But they have chicken nuggets in a 6-count or a 9-count. Mm-hmm. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
Still very good. A little different. I think they use different oil.
Yeah, you're convinced of different oil.
The fries tasted more like potato instead of more like deep fry. And you know I love my deep fry, but I really, really liked the potato taste.
Sure.
He doesn't believe me that I prefer that better.
Big Macs taste the same, though.
That's good.
No.
Cokes taste a little different, though, but I think we've been told by several people that the recipe is just a slight variation of the American Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, the Coca-Cola Lights, by the way, which is the German or the European version of Diet Coke, is completely different, wouldn't you say?
I think you like it better.
I like it better, but you definitely prefer the Diet Coke taste.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah.
I can still get it from the commissary here on post.
Right. Yeah. And Coca-Cola Light kind of tastes like if you drank all of your Coca-Cola and there's a bunch of ice left, and at the very bottom is just a tiny bit of Coke. That's what the whole thing tastes like.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to describe.
Sure.
Oh, something else we learned just in general, now that we're going out to eat and we're going grocery shopping, we're accumulating lots of trash.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ways to recycle over here. So we're going to become recycle experts.
Yeah.
Everything has to be properly sorted.
Yeah. Glass from clear glass to brown glass to green glass.
Mm-hmm. All have to be in different containers.
Yeah. You throw them into these containers and they want you to break them as you throw them in there so that, I don't know, I guess it's easier to like melt down later on. I don't know. And then what else? You separate aluminum or metal.
Mm-hmm. Papers.
Paper.
Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Plastics.
Yeah. And then finally household trash, which is still a mixture of all of that anyway.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been a little bit of an adjustment too.
Yeah.
Can't be lazy about it.
Mm-mm.
Kind of strict on the rules.
Right.
But it'll make us better environmentalists, right?
There you go.
So I think we may have explained in a previous episode, but in Germany, we have to adhere to German holidays as well as American holidays for a work schedule. So we've been lucky enough to get 2 weeks of a 2-day work week because we've been gifted 2 4-day weekends.
Yeah.
One last weekend and this weekend for 4th of July. By the way, happy 4th of July to everybody that's listening.
Yeah. Tomorrow. It's Independence Day of the greatest nation on earth.
So our first weekend, we drove to Nuremberg and we went with a mission. We had some things to get from IKEA.
Yes.
And we had never been to IKEA before.
No, I was an idiot. Yeah. I didn't do my research.
No. Us stupid Americans. I think that might be just the slogan of this episode.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
That's going to be in the title.
Uh-huh. So we needed things for JP. We got him a crib.
Yep.
And we needed 2 sets of blackout curtains, which I'm so glad we remembered.
They made a big difference.
Oh, my goodness. It's still getting dark at like 10 p.m. here.
Yeah.
So it's really helped with our sleep cycles. But curtains, we got a crib with a mattress for JP, which, by the way, if you hear silence, we have been gifted by JP with a nap today alone in his bedroom.
He's been very good about that lately.
Yes. And we got some sheets for the mattress for him, a little rug for him. We got a high chair for him, so we're going to start doing some experiments on some baby food.
Mm-hmm.
So far, his just favorite is adult pizza. We still haven't found really any sort of puree that he's liked.
Not really.
We're working on it. But maybe we'll dive into some baby weaning with some solid food.
Yeah.
See if he takes to that better. But anyways, so our first experience with IKEA, practically nobody spoke English, and you're kind of shoved into like a maze is what it felt like.
Yeah.
A maze of showrooms. You can't hop to and from a different category of like room decor.
Nope.
You have to just go from one to the other. And I think, of course, nursery and baby items were probably smack dab in the middle of
everything
uh-huh. on the top floor. So we had to walk all the way around. When we found our items, what was interesting to us was that it was just showroom items. We had to ask where all of the items were, find out at the very end of the maze is a giant warehouse type situation. You have to remember which items you needed,
mm-hmm.
and you had to go down all of these rows and aisles and find all the pieces. It was insane.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Felt like a fish out of water.
You feel like a worker.
Yes.
At the end of it.
Yeah, you do. You feel like you get to know the whole building, and then you know where everything is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody were to ask, you'd know where to find it.
Yeah. But it seems to be, it's a good crib so far. And he likes it. Oh my goodness. That's the biggest thing.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really short.
Yeah.
Which I was a little bit kind of confused. A lot of the furniture was basically floor level and up.
Yeah.
It seems to be like the European style. Everything's very short and close to the ground.
Yeah.
But I'm 5 feet, so it's really nice for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comfy.
Yeah.
To put him down and pick him up. Anyways, so we figure out how to purchase our items. We get back to our car and figure out the crib in the box doesn't fit into my car.
No.
So after a few minutes of fumbling around trying to figure out what to do, we just ultimately decided to open the box and take everything out.
Yep.
Put it in our car, separate pieces all over the place. We have the instructions somewhere. We have the pieces that you put the crib together with in one place. We have the top and the bottom in somewhere. It was just a trip. For sure. We got everything into my car, though. And we drove all the way home. Luckily, JP, we had to figure out a way to make everything fit into the car with JP safely buckled inside. But after some Jenga, we got everything all situated and we drove home, put everything together. And now we have a nursery. Oh, and we also got notified this week that our household goods finally arrived. So hopefully we'll be getting our own furniture back sometime next week. So that'll be fun to really feel settled in. We'll be able to get all of this loaner furniture out and kind of make this place our home. And we're back. Someone decided to give us a 20-minute nap. So we are now here with a special guest, John Patrick Egan.
John Patrick decided to join us by screaming bloody murder from the other room.
Mm-hmm. He has been pretty good with naps in his nursery by himself, but sometimes I guess he just can't hang. He needs to be up and about.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to figure out if he would prefer a 2 day or two naps a day or three.
Yeah.
His schedule, just he just makes it up as we go.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But anyways, we've got our high chair in. We've got our nursery in. Checked all those boxes. The next day, we decided to drive to Rotenburg.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Idiot Americans. We just don't know how to pronounce anything.
Rotenburg ob der Tauber means above the river.
And if you have never heard of this place, you may have seen a picture of it online. It's basically the most picturesque, postcard-worthy little Christmas market village town in Germany that there is.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that it's only about 45, 50-minute drive away from us. So we wanted to explore, and we were just blown away, or at least I was.
Even though we went on a Sunday, there's way more shops open than I would have thought. Usually in Germany, everything shuts down on Sundays. But
and at like 6 p.m. during the week.
Yeah.
But we got to walk around and look at all the buildings, and it just blew my mind how old some of these things are.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously in America, the oldest you're going to find is St. Augustine in Florida from like the late 1500s. And then in New England, the 1600s. But they have a medieval wall around this place that was built in the 1300s.
Yeah.
Still there, still intact. And just the look of some of these little German cottages, they look like they came out of a fairy tale storybook.
Yeah. It's picturesque to say the least.
So
cobblestone streets.
Yes. Which, by the way, our stroller doesn't do so hot in.
I don't think any stroller would.
We had to strap JP into my sling and walk him around. But he enjoyed being close by and looking around at everything. We got to experience our first high chair experience in a restaurant with him. He did very well. He loved looking at all of the families that would come in to eat, and he liked watching the waiter come and go.
Yeah, he did.
Lots of smiles. And, oh, we also bought him a pair of lederhosen.
His first pair.
Mm-hmm.
From a tiny little German, lederhosen store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lady knew exactly what size.
She was insulted when we tried to tell her what size he needed.
She sized him
right up, and yeah.
Just visually, without even asking. She just said, "This is the size he wears."
And we said, okay. She was adamant.
Yes.
That we don't wash the leather pants or overalls.
Which I guess she told us are a...
Yeah.
You can clearly hear how excited we are about the lederhosen.
The same thing goes for the adult versions too.
The shorts are adjustable.
Yeah, and no matter how much grime or beer or drool or, in adults' cases, barf you get on them at these festivals, you're supposed to just let it dry out and brush off any
extra. Yeah. I guess it's supposed to just give them character.
Yeah. So plan on doing the same thing with him.
And there were a lot of shops that were open that would sell cuckoo clocks and nutcrackers and the stiff stuffed animals and teddy bears.
It's known for being like Germany's Christmas town.
Yes.
You know.
And specific German. We apologize. We're in the screaming phase of things now.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways.
I'm going to try and bottle it up.
Bottle feed them. There we go. All right. So I think it was a very successful trip, though, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. We'll definitely be going back for Christmas.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Even before that.
Mm-hmm. But definitely one of my top favorite things that we've done so far.
Yeah.
We've actually fit quite a lot in so far.
Yeah.
Since quarantine, which has been really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we even decided to purchase another German good besides the Lederhosen, and that's a new car for Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, I was recommended by a buddy of mine I just met here. I guess this guy's been selling cars to soldiers in the area for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the German army back in like the 70s, 80s. And then he was a BMW mechanic for the next like 30 years. He retired. And now all he does is he buys BMW like older, like early 2000s beaters. He fixes them up. He only works with cars that are like less than 5,000 euro. And then he sells them, and his deal is, for as long as you have the car, if anything goes wrong with it, he'll repair it. And if there's any major parts, he just charges for the parts. But he's retired, so all he does any day is work on cars for people.
He's so nice.
He's awesome. His family has lived on the plot of land that he lives on about 30 minutes south of us. His family has apparently lived on for 400 years, so that's pretty cool. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
So I think we got a 2003 3 Series. It's a station wagon, black one.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's nice.
Yeah. So it was cheap.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
We actually decided to break it out today. When did you get it? Yesterday?
Yeah, we finished
officially
it
yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you got it after work? So this was like our first
trip with it.
You used it for a few errands back and forth, but this was like our first family use, and we decided to go back to Nuremberg, and we decided to skip the IKEA. We've had enough IKEA for a while.
No, we wanted to see the historic part of Nuremberg.
Yes, the historic part. I guess there's a castle, and they have another medieval wall around the center of town, and I don't even know how to describe it politely.
Basically, we pulled up to a stoplight, and then this German lady was shrieking at me, and I noticed that the hood of the car, under the hood of the car, was some either steam or smoke. And I immediately pull over to the curb, and there's a trolley coming behind us.
Which, by the way, the trolley, like, lines are...
just on the street.
On the street, like, in the lane.
Yeah, the laws here are, if there's a trolley coming behind you...
just get out of the way.
Yeah, you just have to pull over to the side and let it pass you. But anyway, and then I see that there's green engine coolant all over the road. And lo and behold, I call Werner, the guy we got the car from. He lives about 50 minutes away from Nuremberg. He apologized immediately and immediately hooked up his trailer to his SUV and drove over
to rescue us and
pulled the vehicle up onto the trailer, rescued us off the curb. And he's going to fix it. He says that there's something that with the water cooler. I can't remember, but there's something he's fixing right now.
Yeah.
So we almost made it all the way to Nuremberg, but
we got to see the outskirts just a little. And by the outskirts, we were stranded in front of a Taylor's, and she actually had a bunch of, masks that she has sewn out in the front window, and Jack went in and bought one because why not? We had nothing else to do.
No.
And then we were sandwiched by a glasses and contact lenses shop and like a little mini convenience store.
Right.
But yeah, so it wasn't the most successful trip.
No, but oh
that's
well.
Okay. Well, we definitely learned a lot, and we'll be going back for sure. We got to get a view of what we would have been visiting in the middle of town as Werner picked us up and drove us away. But it looks beautiful. What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, and JP was just
we'll
a champ.
Back. We'll maybe try and go back tomorrow.
Yeah. And it was just such nice weather. Yeah. JP was just a happy guy.
He's easy.
Yeah. We had his 6-month update, and by 6 months, he's more close to 7 months, but all of our months are a little bit behind just due to all of this craziness. But he's about 18 pounds, and he's a big, healthy guy. And I was a little concerned he had not rolled over from his back to his tummy yet, but magically, yesterday, he decided to just whip one out. I had never seen him do it before. He is still yet to do it again, but
he's getting way closer.
He has officially one time successfully rolled from his back to his tummy.
The doctor said, based on everything else, he's not worried about his development at all, and that sometimes babies with
a little
more baby fat.
Baby fat take a little time. They need a little bit more muscle to thrust themselves over, which I guess is understandable.
Yeah. If you've seen this kid, he's got a little bit of baby fat.
And by a little, he's got massive dinner rolls up the way up his arms and his legs.
Well, that was mom's intention from the get-go.
I mean, he just looks so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else to update? I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We tried to consolidate as much as we could just to fit it into an episode. Thank you, Jack, for that.
Yes.
But I guess we'll leave this episode here. We're going to celebrate the 4th of July this weekend. And then I think this is our upcoming week, our first full week of work and Mommy Jack time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the big leagues.
Yeah. And if you would like to follow us along, please feel free to follow us on our Instagram page at Egan's Abroad if you haven't already. Jack has given me this look about this shameless plug that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
How did I do?
Great. Thanks. Such a good ad.
All right. Well, happy Independence Day, everybody.
Stay
safe.
Have a wonderful Independence Day.
Yes.
I hope they haven't canceled all the fireworks back home.
Mm-hmm.
We love it here in Germany, but we do miss the greatest nation on earth.
Yeah.
And we're very, very thankful to be from the United States.
Amen.
That's for sure.
All right. Good Zintite.
God bless you, JP, and God bless everybody listening.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.